Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back. White a shade of pale. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Sullivan is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he is here talking to us about some of the things that he does in his role with the Chamber on behalf of small business. Tom, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the friendship over the years and all the great work you've done on behalf of small business on many different assignments. Tom, the new tax law, which my audience is well aware, I'm very upset about, still has an opportunity. There's still an opportunity for it to be promulgated in such a way that makes it a little better for small business, and at least making sure it doesn't hurt us. I'm concerned, Tom, that there's some jeopardy still in the bill for small businesses in the way they've written this. And you indicated that you're going to try to work on that to make sure that doesn't happen.
We are, Jim. Thank you. My goal in 2018 is to channel your upsetness into energy that makes the tax law as pro-growth as possible.
And please let me know what I can do to help you. I'll park cars. I'll pour coffee. I'll take the first punch. I'll testify. Whatever I can do to help with that, I'm at your service.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to set the table first by just explaining the positives of what happened with tax reform, because you and I have fought shoulder to shoulder for over a decade to make sure small businesses were at the table when tax policy was made. Yep. And for about 12 years, Jim, you and I were outraged that whenever tax reform was discussed, it was discussed about lowering corporate rates to make the U.S. economy competitive globally. And then there's kind of this pat on the head for small business saying, yeah, well, we'll take care of you some other time. And that was a terrible situation to be in. And I was so thrilled that this past year, when we talked about comprehensive tax reform, small businesses were part of the equation from start to finish. Now, does that mean that the final sausage that was made was perfect for small business? No. But the fact that they were at the table and eating part of the meal was a huge victory for small businesses. And when you talk about what are we going to be doing in 2018 to make sure that that's not an empty victory, the lenses we look at the tax bill and the tax law from are pro-growth lenses. And at the Chamber of Commerce, we are working with IRS and Department of Treasury so that when their guidance, their regulations come out to implement this tax law, as many small business owners as possible can take advantage of it so they can reinvest those savings back into their business.
Well, the biggest problem we've got is the qualified language. The numbers, the 20%, you know, they're probably not going to change that. How that's calculated, all that's probably established. But the big thing that's up in the air right now, Tom, as you know, is who decides what qualified income is, and that's one of the biggest ugly parts of this bill, is certain income won't qualify for the deduction. And I have no reason to believe anything but except that the IRS is going to make that decision, and in my opinion, if it's left alone, if you aren't successful, if my voice isn't heard and others isn't heard, the IRS is going to get in there and wreak mayhem on a lot of small businesses.
Well, you know, your skepticism of government making the right decision is well founded. And I would never want to discourage that skepticism from translating into activism. And that's where I am very optimistic that with your Brain Trust, the small business listeners on this show, our partners in this effort with the National Association Association of Manufacturers, NFIB, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the Latino Coalition, and others, all making sure that when IRS issues its guidance, as many small businesses are able to take advantage of these provisions as possible. That is the flag that we are raising and we are going to carry throughout all of 2018. And my hat is off to you, Jim, to making sure that we stay on track and really to get information out to small businesses so that when IRS does say, hey, tell us what you think, they hear loudly and clearly exactly what will benefit the greatest amount of small business owners to take advantage of lower rates they can reinvest.
Well, look at your own profession. Look what the attorneys are going to be one of the groups that get screwed in this, aren't they?
Well, we're hoping that the small businesses that operate as pass-throughs, whether they're attorneys, accountants, and doctors, are able to maximize the lower rates. And, you know, I oftentimes also go to your brain trust, the small business owners. And my direction comes from the chair of our small business council, Maxine Turner. She runs a catering company out in Salt Lake City, Utah. She is convinced that lower rates will allow for her to buy new equipment that she's needed for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
She actually, when she was asked recently, you know, well, what do you mean by reinvest? She ran, without blinking an eye, she rattled off refrigeration units.
Yeah.
There's
no question she was going to reinvest. The question is whether corporations are going to reinvest. That's what we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm going to ask Tom what he thinks corporate America is going to do with their very generous tax part of the tax bill. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. USChamber.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.